there's no background noise on my end. My name is Rick Thompson. I'll be your host. Very excited to share with you the information I'm going to share with you here on the call tonight regarding the Power Quadrant System. And we're going to get into some details about how to apply this stuff in your life. And the end result is to really get things, you know, rocking and rolling here for your life. So what is all this about? Why are we on the call here tonight? Well, here's my promise to you, that over the next 60 minutes, maybe a little bit less, you'll discover how the Power Quadrant System will have you looking at yourself and your strengths in a whole new way. How the four quadrants will determine how you communicate with others for the rest of your life. You'll see why this is incredibly powerful and incredibly critical as we go through the call tonight. If you've got challenges with your self-confidence, on the next this call here tonight, you're going to see why your self-confidence skyrockets when you know what quadrant you're in and how to apply that. How to apply the Power Quadrant System to catapult your business results or any project you're working on. And lastly, where this ancient knowledge comes from. And it's not what you think. It's something that I've been studying for about 10 years now, and not a lot of people have been. So I'm very, very excited to share this with you guys. See, by the end of this presentation, you will gain a clear understanding of why you think and act the way you do, your strengths, and your gifts to the world. See, my belief is that when you understand that, when you understand more about who you are, what your strengths are, what your gifts to the world are, when you're aligned properly with that, incredible, incredible creative energy gets unleashed. And we're going to dive into this, obviously, for the whole call. So that's my big promise to you. That's why I'm telling you that the investment of your time in the call is well worth it. You'll be super, super happy you've spent this time here with me. So who am I? Again, my name is Rick Thompson. I've been around quite a while here in the personal development industry. Obviously, I have a very popular online magazine called Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise. That's how you got in the call here tonight, is because I shared this call just with my readers, just with my subscribers. I did not open this up to anybody else. So think of this as kind of my personal invitation to you to join me, and obviously I'm very excited to have you here tonight. You know, besides being an internet entrepreneur, having done multiple businesses, both offline and online, I do also have an interest in ancient knowledge. And that's where the Power Quadrant System, the topic of the call tonight, that's where this comes from. Because I want you to understand a lot more about yourself and your gifts, to increase your communication, to increase your self-confidence. And as you'll see, these things, these concepts, are going to overall transform practically every area of your life. So that brings us to, what is the Power Quadrant System? What is Rick rambling on here about? So let's kind of get into this, because when I came up with the Power Quadrant System based upon a lot of ancient knowledge that I've tapped into, it's something that I have only shared sort of sparingly. I've shared it with some coaching clients and with, you know, a few folks here and there, and the feedback that I got through this was incredibly powerful. So let me just kind of give you a few things here to give you an idea of what you're about to walk into before I really talk about the details of the Power Quadrant System. You see, when I started taking this and applying this to my own business, I started getting a lot of results, a lot more results, seeing where my challenges were, seeing where gaps were, because the Power Quadrant System is, well, it's a cycle. It is the cycle from concept to creation. So it's a very creative, energetic cycle. And we're going to get all the details in here in a minute. But when I started sharing this with clients in terms of their business, it was incredibly powerful feedback. It helped have them spot in seconds or maybe in minutes at most where the gaps were. I was able to share this just this past weekend at Chicago as a speaker at the Internet Profits event, and had a little breakout session to help people with their businesses, and shared a little bit about this model in terms of outsourcing and creating virtual teams. Again, a very creative process. And I had people coming up to me after the session and saying, this is fantastic. This is, you know, incredible. This so simply and clearly communicates, you know, what the challenges have been for me. So thank you. I've shared this with coaching clients. A few weeks back, I shared this with Deborah Poneman, internationally known speaker and author. You might have heard of her from Yes to Success, because she wanted to interview me for a series, but she didn't really know about what. She just wanted to kind of hang out with me and spend some time. And so we got to talking about the Power Quadrant system, and I told her that I had been teaching this to some of my clients and sharing it with a few colleagues, but maybe it was time. You know, maybe it was time to really get this out there to everybody. So I spent maybe 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes at most, to explain to Deborah what this Power Quadrant system is. You know, what is this cycle from concept to creation? And she was just blown away. She was, oh my God, that's fantastic. You've got to get that out there. You know, please let me interview you on this. Let's teach you, teach some folks about this. So at that point, I said, okay, let's do this. And of course, you went ahead and moved forward with that interview with Deborah. But then I felt kind of wrong by not sharing it with you, my readers, first, because I owe it to you guys for your incredible loyalty and support over the years of Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise. So you are among the first people to hear about this. And there are, I think, around 1,200 people or so who have registered to tap into the call and the recording. And so you are one of those people that are listening to this tonight as some of the first people in the world to really see what's being released. So let's talk about this. The Power Quadrant system, what is it? It is, again, the cycle, okay? So it's a process. It is a cycle from concept to creation. It is the entire process of what it takes to manifest something, to create something. So this involves pretty much everything that you do, whether you are trying to create better relationships, whether you're trying to produce something at work, whether you're trying to create your own business, whether you're trying to create a craft project with your child. It doesn't matter what it is. This is the cycle. This is the creative cycle that happens here. So how does it work? Well, it's very simple. There are four quadrants here, okay? And it goes around in a circle. I'm going to give it to you in a clockwise type direction here. It starts off with the top left quadrant. If you're not online and you're not able to see the slides, what I'd suggest you do is grab a sheet of paper and draw a circle, okay? And then basically make it a four-slice pizza. So draw a line vertically, draw a line horizontally. So you create four quadrants here. Each quadrant is equal in size, okay? The top left quadrant is the red quadrant, and we assign it colors to make it easier for you to understand, or it has been assigned colors for making people understand which one's which. The red quadrant is the big idea, okay? It is the excitement. It is the creative energy. It is where things start, okay? It is the dream it quadrant, where, you know, hey, wouldn't it be cool if? Wouldn't it be exciting if? Hey, I know, let's do X, right? So this is the dream it phase. This is where you get the big idea and you start fleshing it out in your mind. It's very formless. It's very exciting. There are no details here. There's no structure here. It is a pure dream phase, right, where you're getting that big idea and you're starting to throw some different aspects to it and kind of flesh that a little bit. But it's just that pure formless creative energy where you've connected dots that haven't been connected before. And this is where the process starts, right? Every time you have one of those really cool ideas, you're operating in the red quadrant. Now, in order for that idea, that concept, to be created, it has to go through three more phases, three more stages, three more quadrants, as represented here on the Power Quadrant system. So when it goes from the dream it stage over to the next stage, we're going to go clockwise around the circle. The top right quadrant is a white quadrant. Think of refinement here, okay? The white quadrant is the think it stage. If we're going to build the big idea that we got in the red phase, what's that going to take? You know, what does that really look like? So we start putting some structure to that. Okay, so this white quadrant is the, it's like the three W's. It is the what are we doing? It is the why are we doing it? And when. What are we doing, which piece? Think of a bit more structure here. Think of top-level planning. Think of strategy here. So this is still just a big planning phase. It starts to take shape. This great big creative energy starts to slowly be organized, Okay? And then what happens is this moves around the circle, around the cycle to the blue quadrant, which is the bottom right quadrant. The blue cycle is the task it stage. So if the red quadrant was dream it, the white quadrant was think it, the blue quadrant is task it. This is the how stage. If the white quadrant was strategy and that top level thinking, the blue quadrant are details. They are tasks. Okay? They are, you know, how are we going to do these certain tasks? If we need to get X done, and we need to get X done first, because that's what white quadrant dictates, the blue quadrant has us say, this is exactly how we're going to do it. Step one, step two, step three. Now, once that's been done in the process, now it's ready to go to the fourth phase, the final quadrant, the yellow quadrant, bottom left. This is the do it quadrant. Okay, so again, your red quadrant is your dream it quadrant. Your white quadrant is the think it. The blue one is the task it. And the yellow one is the do it. This is where the concept gets fully created, where the concept gets fully manifested. Okay? So, how does this work, and what does this look like, and what the heck does this mean for you and I as individuals? Well, let's dive into this, okay? First of all, understand that this is how the universe works, that all four of these quadrants are required, okay? So, maybe you can relate to this, but a lot of people who are in tasks, like maybe your boss or maybe yourself as a small business owner, maybe you've seen this or been a part of this, where you've got the great big idea, or maybe like you're an employee or a staffer and your boss has this really great idea. You know, I know, let's do this. And then they dump it off to you to do it. In other words, they go straight from the red quadrant to the blue quadrant. And they skip a step. They skip that organizing step. Well, what happens there? What happens, of course, is that there's a lot of friction, right? It's like it's totally disorganized. Like nobody knows what anybody is doing. And it's just a complete nightmare. But it happens, of course, all too often. I think that's an example we can all relate to. You know, because where things move smoothly is where things move through all four quadrants. That somebody takes a step back and says, wait a minute, you know, before we start getting into action here, let's think this through. Let's start mapping this out. Let's start creating flow charts. Let's create mind maps and start to organize that. Let's talk about what has to happen first. And then once that's done, now it smoothly moves forward again to that blue quadrant where now we're talking about how. Now we're talking about the specific action steps. Now we're talking about the one, two, three. And then, of course, the final yellow phase is of course, that do it phase where that's when the work gets done. Now, again, this relates to anything and everything. I don't care if you have a craft project with your child at school, if it's regarding your job, if it's regarding a project at work, whether you're starting a new business or a project in your work, or a million other things, it has to go through all four phases. Now, here's the next level of this. You as an individual are naturally suited to one of these four quadrants. In other words, the role that you are supposed to play in this creation cycle fits into one of these four quadrants. Now, I'm just going to let that sink in for a minute, that your home, shall we say, your natural strengths, your natural tendencies, the way you think and the way you see the world is appropriate to one of these four quadrants. And we're going to dive into that a bit more here in just a few minutes. Now, I'm not saying, to be clear here, I'm not saying that you can't do all four quadrants. And in many situations, we've all had to do all four quadrants. But typically, one of these four quadrants is far more aligned with our own gifts and our abilities. And just as equally likely, one of these quadrants is the biggest source of friction for you. It is a challenge of the process. And we'll talk about each of these four individual quadrants, the traits, what shows, what strengths are, what are possible challenges. We're going to get into that in a little bit here. But the concept of this is that, you know, if we have to, we can do all four quadrants. But if you align yourself with the quadrant that is who you truly are, all of a sudden things start to move more quickly. Because if you force yourself to play a role that you were not meant to play, that you were not born to play, you will not be able to do it as well or as quickly as somebody who was. Okay, so we're going to get into the details, but just think about this. If you were meant to play the role of the white quadrant, where you are just incredibly good at doing it, doing it, doing it, well, if you were forced to play the white role, where your job is to step back and organize it and plan it and prioritize it, if you absolutely had to, you can do it, but it's likely that it would be a real challenge. It would be a struggle. You would not enjoy it. Okay? Whereas if you could have somebody else play that role in the creation process, things move faster. Things move smoother. This helps to explain why if you have your own business, you have to have a team, right? Because you're not meant to do everything else. See, understand that too. And think about this. There are four phases. One of those phases is supposed to be you. You are not supposed to be able to or to know how to do everything. You literally are meant to play one step in the creation process. And that is okay. That's how things are meant to be. You're supposed to have to be able to rely on other people. You're supposed to be able to involve other people according to their strengths to help make the cycle from concept to creation flow smoothly. So we're going to talk about this too, but give yourself permission to play to your strengths. Give yourself permission to let somebody else handle the other quadrants, you know, the quadrant that they are most suited for, okay? So let's talk about this. What quadrant are you in, and how does this work? Well, if you are in the red quadrant, again, you're in the dreamant quadrant. Your role are to connect those dots, to have that creative spark that other people don't typically have. Now, I'm not saying we don't all have great ideas. I'm not a red. I'm actually a blue, personally. But every once in a while, I get out of the shower and I have a fantastic idea. But, man, people who live in that red quadrant, they are full of ideas, just one after the another. They can be like considered like mad geniuses. They just see things that most people just don't see, and they connect those dots that everybody else just stands back and say, wow, I would have never thought of that. I would have never thought of those connections. You know, what a cool idea, what a cool concept. That's their strength. Now, their weakness is they tend not to be as structured. They can be perceived on the negative side as being flighty or scattered or someone who doesn't really follow up very much. You know, they're quickly hopping from one idea to the next and kicking things off, but they are not meant to be pushing the ideas forward. That's just not their role. So if for instance, if you can think of that, maybe you, a friend or a family member fits that role, then this starts to make sense, right? You know, if this is what their role is supposed to be. They're supposed to be that person who connects those dots, who releases that creative energy, and that's simply one step in the creation process. Okay? So now if you're a white, you love those great ideas because then you immediately start seeing how to put structure to them, how to organize them, how to prioritize them. Remember, this is the think it quadrant, right? So these people take those ideas and can start breaking them down. Maybe like a business consultant type of role, or you know, a business coach type of role, where they can see the big pieces and they can get them organized and get them moved forward. They can take that big idea from that, you know, that red person and really start putting some organizational charts to it, so some mind maps to it, some flow charts to it, where they can start seeing it from a top level big picture type perspective. So this is what they're awesome at, right? What are their challenges? Well, their challenges are typically the day-to-day operations. They're not typically maintainers, if you will. They're not typically good with the lowest details that have to be executed, because that's not how they see the world and how they think of the world, right? They see the world as things to organize from a big picture perspective. So again, maybe this describes you or a friend or a family member, and you can kind of relate to this of what this type of person does. Big picture thinking, you know, top-down type organizational thinking and prioritize, and they know what's supposed to be done first to get to the next step. Now, the blue quadrant, and this is what I am, I'll be very honest with you, the blue quadrant is what we said is the tasket, right? They're tactics. They are how do we do stuff. They are systems. They are detail-oriented. We're no longer in the big picture type perspective. We're now in the details. We're now into the step one, two, three. This is how it gets done. They think from naturally, we are at this point, step one, and we need to go to the end. So what's step two? And then what's step three? And what's step four? And they know how to do stuff. They can be good troubleshooters. You know, if this doesn't work, let's try this. Now, the challenges of this is, and again, I'm being very honest because I'm a blue, the challenges for blues can be that they are so detailed and so involved with the steps and with building the systems and organizing things at the detailed level that they can lose track of the big picture. So let me tell you a story about this, just kind of relate. Again, I'm a blue. I'm very detail-oriented, very step one, very step two, very step three, right? So here's the challenge. Growing up, my dad is a top-level thinker, a big-picture thinker. So as I was learning to drive, he would try to give me directions. And as a top-level thinker, he has this, like, magical map in his head. My wife, Liz Thompson, she has the same thing. She's got, you know, Liz has got this great map in her head. So navigation for her is very easy, right? She's got somehow this top-level looking down, here's the map, and here's how you navigate. Well, for me, I'm a blue. So I need step one. You know, you go out to this landmark or this intersection, you take a right, you're going to pass these certain things, you're going to hit this traffic light, you're going to take a left, you're going to pass this building, you're going to see this street, take a right. I need it step by step by step details. Whereas people like my dad and my wife, they get this little map in their head. So for me, like for instance, if I'm driving to some place, even if I've been there a dozen times before, if I'm not focusing, if I'm, for instance, talking to you while I'm driving, I'm a great safe driver. I'm executing just perfectly, but I will frequently forget where I'm going. I'll miss my turn because that big picture is sort of lost. Do you follow me? I'm so focused on the details and driving safe and looking out for traffic and watching stoplights and maybe having a conversation that I just have totally lost track of the big picture. And I'm not going where I'm supposed to go. So that's an example of a challenge the blue can have. They can lose some of that big picture. Now, the yellows, again, very detail-oriented. They have to be because they are doing all the execution, right? You know, if you want to get something done, you find a yellow and then get out of their way because they're going to just knock those tasks out. They're going to get the job done. And there is nobody better. They are incredibly, incredibly productive at just manifesting and creating and getting stuff done. Here are their challenges. They frequently can be so busy doing everything. They see the world as a massive task list. Again, maybe you guys can think of somebody like that, that everything is full of details, right? They're constantly focused on all the details, that they can frequently lose track of which one is more important in terms of priorities. You know, like there are 27 different tasks to get done, but these three or four are the most critical things. So the biggest rocks to handle, the biggest priorities, they'll work on all 27 because they can't necessarily keep track of which three or four are the most important that should get done first. So at the end of the day, they've, you know, worked their tails off. They've got all this stuff done, but they haven't gotten done what necessarily they're supposed to get done at that appropriate point in time. So overall, things don't necessarily move forward, even though they've been working their tails off. So hopefully at this point, you've got some idea of where you're in, but that's okay if you don't. It's not a big deal. Let's talk some details here, okay? You know, take out that pencil and that paper I suggested. If you have an idea right now of what quadrant you're in, write that down. Now, if you haven't, let me share a few more quick details with you before we move on to the next phase here of how this applies and what all this all means. The top half of the cycle, Again, this is a cycle from concept to creation. The top half of the cycle, the red and the white quadrants, these are big picture thinkers. They are top-down thinkers. Okay. The bottom half of the cycle are detail-oriented. They are bottom-up thinkers. Okay. Another quick example. I got into a debate with my wife a little while back about our businesses, and we do a bunch of different things, and we're kind of scattered. We have, you know, different initiatives and different projects going on, and we both felt that we needed to be more organized. Well, keep in mind that she's a white and I'm a blue. The right half of the cycle are very structured and very organized type people. We like lists, we like, you know, procedures, we like task lists, right? The people on the left, the red quadrant and the yellow quadrant, they tend not to be as structured. They tend to be a bit more creative and a bit more free-flowing, shall we say. So some more hints there as to what you may be. The right half is structured and organized, left half a bit more free-flowing. So she's a white, I'm a blue. We were talking about our business and organizing it. And so we have, of course, had the debate over what is the best way to organize our business. So imagine this. The white person, you know, my wife, she's talking about, well, we should create the, write down the divisions in the company and then put all the different projects underneath that and their results, and let's structure things out there to make sure that we're organizing things properly. And I was like, you're crazy, because I'm the blue. The best way to do this is to write down all the projects that we're doing and then build the categories from there, you know, build the divisions from there, bottom up. That way you don't miss anything. Well, so we went around and around about this a little bit because we both obviously thought that each one of our methods was the proper, was the right way to do this. Before we finally realized that, oh, of course, she's a white. So she's going to think of a top-down perspective. She's going to look at the entire organization and then break it into pieces from there. Whereas I'm a blue, I'm going to look at the bottom of the organization. I'm going to look at all the individual projects first, then go up. So we finally realized that neither one of our ways was wrong. Each one of us wanted to do this in the way that was right for us, that was proper for us. It was the way that we naturally think, being these different colors. So you're probably wondering how we solved this. The answer is pretty simple. We agreed to step apart. She created her model from her thinking. I created my model from how I was thinking and organizing our business. And then we came together and compared notes to make sure we weren't missing anything. And that's how we utilized our own talents best. Otherwise, as you can imagine, being husband and wife, we could have gone around for hours debating whose way was quote-unquote best, right? Because there's no right answer there. And we have these debates, you know, back and forth. From time to time on this type of stuff. She likes to see the big picture and break it down. I like to look at the bottom of details and move my way up. I'm hoping you can relate to that or something very similar to that. Maybe you've put yourself in a situation where you can see how that works at work, right? Maybe you've got staff or employees or a boss or coworkers, what have you, that the way they think, the way they see the world is simply not the way you do it. So go back to these four quadrants because, you know, the way that they think is not wrong. It's just different. And the way that you think is not wrong. It's just different. So let's talk about how this affects communications. I mean, I just gave you a great example of my wife and I, right? I mean, here we were having a debate. I mean, we had friction, right? We were frustrating each other. But as soon as we stepped back and realized, duh, you know, this is the way that we're both wired to think, and we're supposed to because we have different roles to play in the creation process, and that both ways were equally valid. We were able to step back and you know, make that creative space and then tackle the problem as was appropriate for each one of us. Now, if you really get the model, in hindsight, I should have just shut up and got out of the way. Because who's the organizer? Who's the person most naturally hardwired to organize stuff and make it sensible? The white. You know, Liz also argues or tells me that the blue quadrant is the arguent quadrant. I guess I argue too much with her sometimes. So in that example, again, I should just step back. I'm the task it person. I'm the step-by-step person. If it's organizing the business, I should just keep my mouth shut and let the white person do it. She would have done it. She does it twice as fast as I do because she's better at doing it. Again, not that we can't all play all four quadrants if we have to, but we're not going to be as good or as efficient as somebody who does play that quadrant. So let's talk about how this applies to things like your self-confidence and understanding your gifts and your knowledge. Because whatever quadrant that you are inherently better than at least 75% of the population because they live in different quadrants. They don't think the way you do. They don't see the world the way that you do. So if you have ways to apply your thinking, your gifts, your strengths, you are automatically, by default, in the top 25% for doing it that way. Because that's who you are. That's the role that you play in the creative process. So let's talk more about communication here and give you guys some more examples that maybe you can relate to. I have a client who is a red. Now, she's fantastic. She's super sharp. She's got some incredible success. She's very, very talented. She's a red, okay? So what does this mean? Well, everything is brand new. She wants to do things like you can't ever do the same thing twice the same way. Maybe, again, you've got a family, a friend, a coworker, yourself that you can relate to about this. You know, she's got idea after idea after idea, and it's always something new with her. It's always something great with her. Well, it has turned into some great, great business success, very personal success, but she doesn't have a whole lot of systems in her business, and she would like to finally be able to get some results without having to do that work herself, right, to constantly do some new stuff. So that's why she brought me in. And again, I'm a blue guy, right, so I'm all about the systems. I'm all about creating those great step-by-steps. Intellectually, she loves it. You know, emotionally, she loves it. We get on the phone call. We can chat about this from an idea concept. Oh, very exciting, Rick. Very fascinating. Great. Can't wait to get started. Well, when it comes to the details, and again, she's red. She's the top half of the circle, and she's the opposite of a blue. We'll talk about opposites here in a second. She can't handle it. It's just not where she's supposed to be in the creative cycle. So she literally will get off the phone and put her assistant on. And her assistant is in a different quadrant. She's a white, actually, so that's a much easier process to work with a blue than a red is because she just can't think that way. She chooses, it's not how things flow for her. It's frustrating. It's more difficult. Could she do it if she forced herself? Yes, but why bother? You know, I taught her the model, and she recognizes her own strengths anyway, and that just reinforced with her that it was okay to let that part of the process go. It's okay to play in the quadrant that you're supposed to play in. So, hopefully that helps to kind of communicate some different things here. So opposites. If you still haven't gotten an idea of most likely what quadrant you are in, look at the quadrants in terms of opposites. You see, for me, I'm a blue. So the most friction that I have, the most challenge that I have is the opposite quadrant, which is a red. That incredible, formless, exciting, connect the dots, high energy type quadrant. Now, does that mean I don't have great ideas? Of course not. I do have great ideas, even saying so myself. but I don't live there. Like, I don't wake up and have, 27 awesome new ideas every day that a red seems to. And I'm fascinated by what they can do because I just don't think that way. And I recognize that. That's not where I'm supposed to live. So that's my challenge quadrant, that big idea, that connecting of all those high-level dots. So that's me. So now if you're a white, and of course just the opposite, right? A red, as I mentioned, has the most challenge with a blue. If you are a white, typically your challenge is going to be that task list do it of a yellow, they just that's just not how they're wired to do. They're wired to be organizers. They're wired to be planners. You can't get them in there every day doing the same thing over and over and over again. It's just not how they work. And of course, if they're forced to do that, then that causes friction. Again, maybe you can relate to that. Maybe that's you. Maybe that's a friend, a coworker, a boss. You see that. You see these people. If you're a yellow and your job there is to bang it out, to get it done, everybody turns to you for knocking out the work, again, that's your strength. And your challenge may be that you can lose sight of that big picture in terms of the priorities of that structure, of what's supposed to happen first, of what details are more important, because your natural tendency is to see one long, big to-do list where all the to-dos are equal, you know, that priorities aren't necessarily there. Again, you know, hey, there is nobody better at actually creating and actually manifesting than a yellow. And they're going to create and manifest everything, you know, regardless of priority. And in a creative process, certain things do need to be happening first and then second and then third to really get the full quadrant to flow. So, you know, what quadrant seems to cause the most friction for you on an average basis? That may be a good indicator of what quadrant you are in. Now, one more thing for you. Think about this. Your natural gifts, the way that you see the world, the way that you think about the world, how it's organized, how it's put together, how it operates, that is all from what quadrant you are in. Now, I hope that makes sense, because who you are and the role that you have been asked to play may not match. What do I mean by that? Well, think about all the different jobs that you've had in your life. Have you ever had a job that almost from day one just didn't seem to really gel? Or maybe you had a job that all of a sudden the responsibilities changed and was no longer a good fit for you. That can happen very easily because who you are, what quadrant you're in, you know, if those skill sets don't match with the role that you've been asked to play at work or at home or what have you, misery can step in, right? You can have so much friction that it is just crazy. And so if you are aligned, just the opposite. If you are aligned, things flow for you. You know, you're happy with what you do. You know, you can really be fantastic at that job. I'll give you an example. My sister is a red, actually. She sees, you know, the big picture. Everything is brand new. And she is a grants administrator at a university where you'd kind of think of maybe on the surface it's all about paperwork. It's all about details. It's all about, you know, well, at some level maybe. But she's incredibly good at her job, because every grant is different. It always has all these different moving parts and different players and different organizations and all these different details, and every grant's totally different. And she can keep all this stuff in her head and keep it there because she sees all these different connections and dots and stuff. So she's awesome at what she does. She's been there forever, and everybody loves her. Well, if she was in a role that required a blue to play that kind of role and create systems and structures, it doesn't work. It just doesn't connect. It's not how she thinks. That's not how she sees the world, and it's not where her gifts are aligned with. So think about that. If you are in a certain quadrant and who you are is not aligned with what you've been asked to do, well, you can just imagine, and maybe you've been in that situation in the past, and that's clicking with you now, why that didn't make sense, why that was not a good fit for you. Let's talk about communications. Let's talk about the fact that you're in your job, or you've got your business, and you've got maybe staff, or you've got vendors, or you've got clients, or you've got neighbors, you've got friends, you've got coworkers. If they are in different quadrants than you are, they will see the world in a different way. And if you can understand of what quadrant they are probably in. You ask yourself some specific questions. Are they big picture oriented or are they detail oriented? Listen to what they say and help yourself identify what quadrant they're in so that you can try to kind of meet them in the middle. Are they very structured? Are they very organized? Or do they tend to skip around a lot? If they're structured and organized, they're a white or a blue. If they tend to be, you know, kind of free-flowing and just kind of scattered around, then that could be a red or a yellow. So talk to yourself as you're listening and pay attention to what quadrant they're in. Now, why is this important? Why is communication so critical? And why do we have so much friction there? Well, let me give you guys some stats here, and hopefully this is going to have some eye-openers for you. Some old stats back from 2005. According to JobWeb.com's Job Outlook, the top skills that employers were looking for in potential employees. Let me give you three of the top five. You ready for this? Number five were teamwork skills, work well with others. Well, if you knew what quadrant other people were in and by their very nature what their strengths would be, trust me, it makes working with them a whole lot easier. Your teamwork skills will just shut up to the roof. Number three on their list was interpersonal skills, the ability to relate well to others. Well, here's a cheat sheet. If you know how they think, holy mackerel, what an edge that gives you, because they will love working with you because you're able to help meet them where they live. They live in one of these quadrants. They don't even know it. But you do because you can see how they think and what they do. And then, of course, the number one skill, surprise, surprise, communication skills. Harvard Business Review rated the ability to communicate the most important factor in making an executive promotable, more important than ambition, education, or capacity for hard work. Isn't that cool? A 20-year study that followed the progress of Stanford University MBAs revealed that the most successful graduates, as measured by both career advancement and salary, shared personality traits that distinguish good communicators. Okay, that's part of what we're learning tonight, just one small piece of this. Joanna Brandy, the author of Building Customer Loyalty, for all of you who have businesses, communicating clearly and listening effectively are the key building blocks of loyal relationships. And of course, that applies to any kind of relationship, right? A loyal relationship could be your marriage. You know, does this help explain to you why your spouse thinks differently than you do and why you may argue from time to time because they see the world differently? It could be that they are in a very different quadrant than you are. And now you have a better idea of how they see the world. Now, here's another one for you. Talking about marriages and relationships. A sample of 21,501 married couples who completed a couple inventory found the top five categories most predictive of marital happiness were, number one, communication, flexibility, couple closeness, personality compatibility, and conflict skills. Well, again, let's talk about communication, conflict skills. Once again, if you can identify where the other person is in the quadrant, in the power quadrant system, that makes it a huge, huge step forward. Again, think of what I was saying earlier about the story about my wife and I arguing about the best way to do something. Here, we're literally arguing for no reason because we both simply looked at the world in a different way. So once you realize that, even if they don't understand the power quadrant system, if you do, you can step back and you can say, okay, they see the world in a different way. They see it this way. I see it that way. How can we resolve this conflict? And this gives you an incredible tool in your arsenal to do that with. Now, this, of course, is incredibly powerful in terms of marriage, as we mentioned that. But let me give you some stats. 50% of marriages today will end in divorce. Statistically, 40% of first marriages, 60% of second marriages, and 73% of third marriages end in divorce by the U.S. Bureau of the Census in 2006. Among couple therapists, Communication problems are cited as the most common reason why couples seek professional help with their relationship. That was by Thomas Bradbury, PhD from UCLA, Journal of Consulting and Clinical Psychology. Communication problems. And what I've just taught you is that it's no wonder communication problems are so incredibly common, because we literally are wired to think in different ways and look at different ways because we each play a different role in the cycle from concept to creation. And it's supposed to be that way. This is the way the universe works. It's supposed to be that way. We are meant to have those differences because each one of these four quadrants are equal in size. They are of equal importance in the cycle. So it only makes sense that certain people are meant to do certain things, things that are different. You know, hey, three out of four people are going to be different than I. You know, three out of four people are going to be different than you. And it's supposed to be this way. And we have to learn how each other thinks and sees the world. And that will greatly, greatly diminish any kind of conflicts in communication. Again, let's go back to how you feel about yourself. Maybe when you were growing up, you had family members who were in different quadrants. And as you know, as we all know, you know, your parents and growing up in that environment, there can be issues, there can be lessons or beliefs learned that affect you for the rest of your life. You know, so I'll give you a very simple one. I mean, there's lots of drastic ones you can do, but again, let's go back to me as a blue. I'm driving, right? I'm learning how to drive. I'm a very step-by-step kind of guy. I don't navigate very well because that's a big picture skill, but my dad does. Yeah, my dad has this incredible mental map, right? So can you imagine him trying to teach his teenage son? And he's trying to give very simple directions that are as easy as breathing for him, and his teenage son, me, is not getting it. So at some level, obviously, he's frustrated because he doesn't understand why it's not easy for me, why I think differently. For me, I'm the kid who's learning how to drive. At some level, I'm thinking I'm stupid. Right? Because how come I can't get this? How come it's not as easy for me as it is for him? How come we have to break out the map and walk me through this? So that's a very mild example. But that helps to illustrate why when people look at the world different ways and think it different ways, and interacting with people who don't think that way, challenges can occur as we grow up, right? That stress can occur. Those problems can occur. And you may not be you may not have given yourself permission to truly play to your strengths and truly do what you're supposed to do. You know, again, I'm a blue, right? So I've got an incredible fascination for the reds because of my challenge cycle. But knowing reds, you know, a friend of mine is a red who is one of those mad geniuses, right? Connects those dots that just other people just don't see, and they process things really quickly, right? So here's this guy trying to talk about his business and do a presentation to a room full of other entrepreneurs, and he's connecting dots so fast that as soon as you open your mouth to give him feedback, to give him input, he is processing it just about as fast as you are saying it. So he immediately kicks out the response. Well, what happens is that he's responding so quickly that those of us who aren't reds and who aren't connecting the dots that fast, well, quite frankly, we get offended. We get a bit defensive. It's like, you're not listening to me. You're not stopping to think, because he doesn't have to. He's not discounting what we say. He's just processing that fast. So what happens is this poor guy, red, he sits down next to me and says, why do people think I'm a jerk? I'm not a jerk. And I had to explain to him. I'm like, look, everybody else in the room has to stop and think and process. So we expect a delay while you are processing the input. The fact that you process it so fast and create that input so fast and you respond so fast, people think that you're not paying attention, you're not listening, and therefore you're a jerk. So here's this guy who's a red who's stuck thinking the way he's thinking, and nobody else understands it, so there's that friction. And so he's hurt, he's wounded. He's like, why do people think I'm a jerk? You know, a white. Think of a white. They're a planner. They're an organizer. If their parents maybe aren't, maybe their parents are like a yellow, and their parents are do it, where can the friction become? The friction is because their strength is not in the do it. That's the opposite. That's their challenge. So can you imagine the pressures that get put on that person as a child growing up or in a work environment? And they maybe end up thinking to themselves, wow, I'm not any good. How come I can't do this? You follow me? Because their strengths are not being supported. They're not giving themselves permission to play to their strengths. My guess is that at some point in your life, you've experienced that, or your friend, or your close family member, you've seen this. You may have even seen this very, very recently, that people don't necessarily give themselves permission to be who they are and to align themselves in their lives with what their strengths are. And that's a big part of the purpose behind the Power Quadrant system, to help you understand more about who you are so that you can align yourself with it, you can feel good about it, and here's the best part, you will help move that cycle of concept to creation through far more quickly and more powerfully by playing the role that you were meant to play. Okay? Now, let's go to the next slide here. So just kind of summarize, you know, how this affects you, how the Power Quadrant system here affects you, how you feel about yourself. And hopefully you feel a lot better about yourself. You feel a lot more confident because you know without a doubt this is who you are and this is what you're supposed to do. You think this way for a reason. You see the world for a way for this reason. You are to play this role in that cycle from concept to creation. What you know about your strengths, how you align yourself better with your gifts, how to communicate with others better, right? Because if you know what quadrant they are in, and you have at least the very different concepts of, are they structured or are they free-flowing? Are they detailed? Are they big picture? Pay attention to those little clues so that even if you can't identify their exact quadrant, you understand far better how they think, and therefore you can communicate with them. You can go more than halfway. Because they're not conscious of this stuff, but you now are. And, of course, it's all that. Get better results from your projects or your business. If you've got a staff and you start seeing these tendencies in your staffers, you can start seeing potentially the reasons for friction and why they're not really performing in the role they're supposed to perform. It could be that they are literally just not hardwired to play that role. So your whole business now can get incredibly better results because you can help align people with what they're supposed to be doing or be able to identify gaps that aren't being addressed at all. So, for instance, as a couple that I work with, as a coaching client, they are a married couple, man and wife. She is a red, he is a yellow. Okay, so they both are incredible at connecting dots. They're both, you know, free flowing, very magical people, very creative people. She's got incredibly idea after idea after idea. He is always working his tail off, getting this done, getting that done. The problem is that in their business, because they are a husband and wife team, and that's all they don't have the structure. They don't have the priorities set, the white and the blue quadrant handled. So they, even though they are incredibly gifted and they have incredible, incredible knowledge to share, their business is stuck because they literally are not consciously addressing one half of the Power Quadrant system, one half of that cycle. I mentioned earlier that a lot of businesses, they have these great ideas and they want to move straight to the task phase, right? Let's go do it. Here's what I want done. Go do it. And they don't plan it out. They don't think it. Well, as I mentioned before, of course, incredible challenges, incredible problems. Another example, I was sharing this with with when I shared this with Deborah Poneman. She had a great aha. she and a few friends would all get together and have a fantastic, fantastic idea time. You know, with these incredible, magical ideas that would flow back and forth that would literally, like, rock the world, right? They're having the best time of their lives in these times when they all get together. As soon as these events, these meetings are done with, nothing moves forward. Why? Because when I taught her the Power Quadrant system, she realized, holy moly, we're all reds. We all think the same way. We all communicate the same way. It is an absolute blast hanging out with the friends. And reds don't move the things forward. They're not supposed to. They're supposed to get the creative cycle started. So it was this immediate aha. So we have to find other people or an organization or a company, some other solution to get those other three quadrants filled. Because you can't skip the quadrants, right? You have to have all four. So that was one of the big ahas that she got out of that. And she took it right back. And she said, okay, we don't have a choice. As much as we think that we're going to do this stuff, as much as we say we're going to do this stuff, the reality is that we're not. And we need other players involved to finish that cycle, right? So here's my question to you. On that piece of paper, write down what aha moments have you had on the call. How is this applied to you, maybe with your self-confidence and your understanding now of who you are and what your strengths and your gifts are to the world? Maybe it's about communications. Maybe it's about the overall cycle. Maybe it's in a business. Maybe you've had a challenge and you say, well, duh, now I get it. Now I understand that there's something missing in that cycle, and that's causing the friction. Write down what aha moments you've had in the call. And then, if you are so bold, let me know what those ahas are. Share them with me. Email me, open up a support ticket at help@healthywealthyandwise.com, whatever you want to do. What I would like to do is I'm releasing this information to the world. I'm looking for success stories. I'm looking for those transformational moments that people are bold enough to step up and share. And in so doing, I will promote you. I will mention who you are, what your business is. I will give you exposure. I will give you promotion if you can be bold enough to share with me what aha moments you've had on the call. But either way, I encourage you to write them down for yourself at least. I'd love to hear as many as possible, but for at least for you, write down what you learned over just this past hour here, and then realize that this has just been the tip of the iceberg. Now, I'm not going to get into real detail in this. I'm not a hardcore salesperson. That's just not who I am. But I do want to mention that I do have a course that I've developed that's really taking these concepts, the Power Quadrant system, into whole new levels. I really get into more about the different ways to apply it, how this whole concept to creation cycle works, all the details. So it's an online webinar training. There's a workbook, PDF involved. If you're interested, please, www.powerquadrantsystem.com/special. Again, that's, if you're seeing that slide, it's right there on the screen. Otherwise, it's www.powerquadrantsystem.com/special. I will spell that for you one time, and then we're going to move on. www.powerquadrantsystem.com/special. Okay. Now, as promised on the call, where does this come from? It is the concepts behind the Power Quadrant system is ancient knowledge that has been rediscovered. And for me, it's not just a matter of rediscovering knowledge. It's a matter of applying it to a modern world. Now, of course, I'm a blue, right? So that's what I do as I apply stuff. I create tasks, right? But here's this great, great quote that I thought made just perfect a perfect fit here. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, it is not enough to have knowledge. One must also apply it. It is not enough to have wishes. One must also accomplish. So I encourage you to take what you've learned here tonight and apply. Apply it in your life. Apply it with your communications. Apply it with as you're creating new things, but apply it. And as it makes sense, go ahead and join me in the Power Quadrant System course. Now, where does this come from? It comes from the Maya. Now, a lot of you probably heard of the Maya calendar, right? Well, the Maya calendar is far more than just the basis of this 2012 end of the world myth. So let me share you with some basics. I don't want to get into this very much, but here are the basics behind the Mayan system because it's incredible, right? Here is the civilization that's thousands of years old. They built pyramids larger than Egyptians. They had the concept of zero long before they had it over in Arabia. Incredibly advanced civilization. And they were a big studiers of time, okay? So just like we have a time cycle today, right? One, you tick off 60 seconds, and that's 1 minute, right? And the first minute ends, and the next minute begins, right? 60 minutes, you know, tick, 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 tick. 1 hour ends, the next hour begins. And you can do that for months. You can do that for years, right? Well, with the Maya, they didn't just track like weeks and months and years. They did cycles that were thousands of years long, tens of thousands of years long, or even longer. And so they had these huge cycles, these huge wheels of time. Well, it just so happens that one of the largest one is ending this year, December 21st, 2012. Now, that doesn't mean that the world ends. That means that it's just a very large, significant cycle of time, tick, 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 has ended. And a new one has just begun. So that's, but of course, this huge, long count cycle ending, you know, has stirred up all sort of this calendar ends, the world must end type of garbage. But more importantly than that, and I should probably give you a disclaimer here at this point, and I probably should have before I even mentioned this, this part may not be for you. Maybe you're not into the quote-unquote woo-woo stuff. Maybe this is a bit of a stretch for you. If it is, I understand that this part is not for everybody, but the Power Quadrant system works. It's applicable. Please use it. But if you are interested in where the ancient knowledge comes from, the Mayans looked at their calendars and at their time in far more than just a measurement of time and space. They started noticing patterns in the people around them that people born at a certain particular time exhibited certain traits. If this sounds a bit like astrology, you're right. It's very much an astrological system, but very different than what you would see in Western or Vedic astrology. But the concepts are the same. The red, the white, the blue, and the yellow come straight from them. The characteristics that I share with you come straight from their studies. And I've just happened to be studying this for 10 years, and I've seen how it applies to myself first and then to the world around me. And that's how I started to, and again, I'm a blue, right? I've got to apply stuff. So that's the basis of the Power Quadrant system, is rediscovering as much as I can of this ancient knowledge. I've been doing it for 10 years. Liz and I have done everything from books and DVDs and courses to actually going to Mayan ruins, to actually having conversation with descendants of the Maya today. Yeah, they're still around. It's an incredible, incredible knowledge. But again, for me, it's applying it. It's how can I change my life? How can I empower others to change their life? Hey, I'm a blue. I want to apply it to affect things. So hopefully that's value to you. Now, the biggest thing that I hope that you take away from this call is that if you understand truly how the Power Quadrant system works, that it is literally the cycle from concept to creation, that everything has to move through this cycle, and that you play a very significant, specific role in that cycle. If you understand that, that this one model, the Power Quadrant system, changes everything. I put the butterfly graphic here on you on the slide because there is that story you've probably heard, right? That chaos theory story of, you know, the butterfly flaps its wings on one side of the world, and on the other side of the world a storm starts. Well, let's talk about a storm, because a storm is what? It is incredibly powerful. It is incredibly transformative. It can be incredibly cleansing. It gets away the old and brings in the new. It is a major, major force for change and transformation and bringing in new things. And if you are listening closely, if you are paying attention to what the Power Quadrant system is and how you can apply it in your life, if you were listening carefully, that was the sound of a butterfly flapping its wings. Thank you very much for joining me here tonight. One more time, if you'd like to take a step further with me, I welcome you. I'd be more than happy to teach you a lot more of the details behind the Power Quadrant system and how to apply it in your life for better results. www.powerquadrantsystem.com/special. Again, I'm not going to give you a hard sell here. It's very simple. If what you heard tonight gave you some ahas, if what you heard tonight made an impact and taught you some things that you didn't know, then the Power Quadrant System course is something that I believe that you and I will be able to have a lot of fun with and have an incredible, incredible experience during. So again, www.powerquadrantsystem.com/special. Okay? So that's it for the call tonight. I want to thank you very, very much for spending the time here on the call tonight. I kept you a few minutes late. I apologize for that. I honor your time. I respect your time. And so if you've got, I'll give you guys a few minutes, hop over, grab that course at powerquadrantsystem.com/special, and we will be talking very, very soon. I want to thank you all tonight. Have a great, great night. I've got the lines unmuted. Good night, everybody. I'll talk to you really soon. Thanks, all.
The moderator has left the conference.